This is VOA News, via remote. I'm a woman. South Korean President Moon Jae-in will visit the White House today. Moon is in need of more COVID-19 vaccines for his country, while Washington needs Seoul's help in pressuring China on issues such as human rights and trade. The allies are also expected to discuss diplomatic solutions regarding North Korea. Moon's visit will be only the second time U.S. President Joe Biden has hosted another world leader in person since taking office in January. The first, Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga, came last month. Palestinians rallied by the thousands Friday after a ceasefire took effect in the latest Gaza war, with many viewing it as costly but clear as a victory for the Islamic militant group Hamas over a far more powerful Israel. The 11-day war left more than 200 dead, the vast majority Palestinians, and brought widespread devastation to the already impoverished Hamas-ruled Gaza Strip. But the rocket barrages that brought life to a standstill in much of Israel were seen by many Palestinians as a bold response to perceived Israeli abuses in Jerusalem, the emotional heart of the conflict. U.S. President Joe Biden says there's genuine opportunity to make progress towards peace. And UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the people of Gaza will need assistance to rebuild. The UN Refugee Agency has made an unusual plea for the Biden administration to lift pandemic-related restrictions on people seeking asylum in the United States. UN High Commissioner for Refugee Filippo Grandi has asked for an end to so-called Title 42 authority. It's named for a section of an obscure U.S. public health law that former President Donald Trump used last year to effectively end asylum at the U.S.-Mexico border.